A Nigerian court has postponed to May 20th the case in which U.S. drug maker Pfizer is seeking to quash a government report on a disputed clinical trial by the company. The federal government and Kano State are suing Pfizer for a total of $8.5 billion and pressing criminal charges in connection with the 1996 testing of the drug Trovan on Nigerian children in the northern Kano State. 11 children allegedly died, and dozens of others suffered permanent health problems. Pfizer has rejected the charges. It says the alleged victims were afflicted by meningitis, not the drug. Lead counsel for the federal government, Mariam Owais, told reporters the Nigerian government has been approached by Pfizer and the U.S. government for a negotiated resolution. She says while the Nigerian government is well disposed to settling the matter out of court, it will not back down on key demands.
All I can say is that there has been an offer by them which we found unacceptable, and we have made a counter-offer. We are not averse to a reasonable settlement so long as it addresses the issues that have arisen from the trial. If they're able to address those issues to our satisfaction, then there's no need for a trial. But whether it is possible or not will depend on how they conduct themselves and the offer they make. But what has happened is that the government at that level intervened with our own government, and we were asked to sit down and settle, and that they were now ready to make an offer.
Representatives of Pfizer stated their desire to resolve the dispute quickly to enable the firm focus on its core business operations in Nigeria. Pfizer has meanwhile asked the Federal High Court in Abuja to set aside a report of a government panel which investigated a drug trial. The panel's conclusions form a key aspect of the lawsuit instituted against Pfizer. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.